my name's Christine Matheny, and today I'm going to walk you through how to build apps with Touch Develop.
A little bit about me. I'm a developer evangelist with Microsoft, which basically means I help people build apps. I'm really passionate about robots, and I work with one of my colleagues to help drones fly. And I'm also involved with a lot of women in computing organizations, including the International Women's Hackathon, which I'm helping 10,000 women across the globe hack on problems that NGOs are facing today. I also have 7 years of industry experience, including working at Lawrence Berkeley National Labs at their Supercomputing Center, trying to break the Tesla Motors Model S in quality assurance, and now at Microsoft. I got my bachelor's degree in electrical and computer engineering from Marquette University in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. So we're going to cover 4 parts of Touch Develop today. The first part we're going to cover is logging in. It's most important. And then we're going to play with Turtle Draw and make a really pretty spiral. And then we're going to make our own version of Flappy Bird called Jumping Bird. And once we're finally done with all of that, we're going to look into publishing it into the Windows Store. Setting a few expectations. What do you need to know before you start this? Really nothing. You need to come in with a little bit of excitement, wanting to build an app, and you also need to have a device connected to the internet. And a little plug for Microsoft Virtual Academy. Microsoft Virtual Academy is really awesome. There's thousands of videos that you can learn about all Microsoft products and become an expert on anything you might want to watch.